This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Kentucky has launched a unique program to reduce homelessness by fighting substance abuse. Governor Ernie Fletcher says about a third of the people living on the street ended up there because of drugs or alcohol. He plans to build drug recovery centers across Kentucky using money that's set aside for low-income housing. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
When Kentucky leaders talk about the link between homelessness and drug abuse, Antonio Ali is the kind of person they have in mind. Ali is 31 years old, an Army veteran, and the father of two. He says he was living a comfortable life, making good money in a factory job, until a co-worker offered him some crack cocaine.
For me, I'm the kind of person, whatever you put in front of me, I'm going to try, regardless what it is. You know, just to get out of the state of mind that I was. I didn't like myself. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I like. And after I started using crack cocaine, that was my life. You know, I didn't care about my kids, my family, my job. I didn't care about nothing. I had to have that drug.
As he spiraled into dependence, Ali abandoned his family and stopped showing up for work. He lived a while in a motel, then rented a $60 a month apartment, but finally ran out of money even to pay for that. So, like many drug abusers, Ali became homeless.
I was on the streets, living in cars and, you know, just walking the streets all night. Hanging out on the block, trying to cop some dope and sell some dope to make some more dope, or stealing, robbing people. And then I was on.
After several arrests, Ali ended up here, a Louisville center called The Healing Place, designed specifically for homeless people with drug or alcohol problems. Like a traditional shelter, The Healing Place provides beds and meals for about 400 people. But it also offers a 12-step recovery program taught by peer mentors and volunteers who used to be homeless themselves.
We're here about recovery. And what you did was a dope thing you moved.
Ali's been living here and attending these classes since June, the first time in years he's been drug-free.
What The Healing Place gave me is another opportunity at life. You know, they taught me what my exact problem was, how to overcome that. I'm not in the self no more. My children are back in my life, and that's a direct result of this program.
The Healing Place is the model for what Republican Governor Ernie Fletcher envisions as a statewide network of substance abuse centers for Kentucky's homeless. He plans to build 10 of them with a total of about 1,000 beds, places where the homeless can live while they try to overcome their addictions. Fletcher has committed about $9 million to launch the program known as Recovery Kentucky.
Kentucky has the opportunity to set the precedent for a national model for a program that I think will really turn the lives around of a number of people and give them the healing they need and the hope for a brighter future.
Fletcher's program is drawing mixed reviews in Kentucky. Few people question the value of the substance abuse centers, but some are concerned about how the governor plans to pay for them. Much of the money will come out of other programs that provide homes for the poor, like federal housing tax credits and rental assistance vouchers. Critics say that's robbing one group of needy people to help another. Jerry Roll heads an agency that gives rent and mortgage aid to Kentucky families.
There's nothing wrong with building drug treatment centers across the state. There is something terribly wrong with pushing aside all of these hardworking, low-income Kentuckians who have worked hard and done everything they were supposed to do while we put the drug treatment in front and say we're going to do this first.
Supporters of Recovery Kentucky concede it will drain resources from existing housing programs. They say they have few other options in a state with a tight budget and a political reluctance to raise taxes. Still, they're confident Recovery Kentucky eventually will pay for itself. Back at The Healing Place, spokesman Jim Evans says getting substance abusers off the streets saves money in the long run.
I'm talking most of these guys, they've been in the ER or they've been in a jail, and those cost taxpayers money. But if you can bring them in and deal with the addiction problem and get them into recovery, those people will be turned around from people who are causing expenses to people who are productive, successful members of their society.
Evans says The Healing Place, with its low-cost, nonprofit model, operates on a budget of about $2 million a year. But he estimates it saves Louisville taxpayers about $3 million. That statistic, along with the center's claimed 65% success rate, is what attracted the governor's attention. And federal housing officials say they'll also be watching the Kentucky program to see if it might work nationwide. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.